Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
Oh, I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can we do a... I don't think we'd have enough to do a Guru bloopers.
No, we would.
Just that, Pat Spencer.
Actually, that, you know what? We should do that on holiday.
You're a natural Richard. Well, that, you tell. Hey, Willard is the man. He texted and told us you got it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Quentin.
No, I didn't.
It's a maximum security, Stein. He just texts both of us.
So.
Thank you, Will.
When I need San Francisco information, I go to Jim Mole.
Oh, okay.
A San Francisco resident. I don't go to Mark Willard, who I believe spent most of his career in Los Angeles.
He's from the Bay.
And also, I know he spent some time in like Elko, Nevada. And Jim Mole, who is a very a historian of sorts.
Yeah.
You are correct, Steiny. San Quentin used to be a maximum security prison. Now it's medium to low rehabilitation prison.
You still don't want to be in there. There's some mean people in there.
Oh, come on.
It's like
a rehab now.
Steiny, stop. Dude, I watched the Warriors play. Bob Myers.
I did not like the way they approached that game. They were intimidated. Seriously.
Are you being real?
Kirk Lacob, he looked like he just... Yeah, the game, the lights were too bright for him at San Quentin.
Oh, man.
I mean, they were getting after it defensively.
Yeah.
I know you would. You should. I bet you could get into that game.
Well, let's try to do a show there.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I'm saying, if the Warriors still go there every year, I bet you could jump on their team, play.
So you say that so like it could happen, then I'm going to drive home like it could happen.
Call Raymond.
Let's see. You hook it up.
I'm not playing. I'm not in this one.
I'm playing tonight.
Okay. Let's go to Brian, and then I want to get into this Joe Burrow sound.
Joe Burrow.
What's going on, Brian and Hayward? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the reason I'm calling in is because I've been listening to Craziness all morning. Oh. And I was just calling to kind of balance things. I used to coach. Well, once a coach, always a coach. I used to coach the youth in my community for basketball. And basically, you can see talent no matter the age level. Like if they're young, you know, usually it's their physical dominance. They're bigger. They're a little bit more coordinated than you would expect. And those are the people you've got to run with, man. Mm. But in the No Boys Allowed League, I mean, Kuminga's just a drop in the bucket. his potential is still higher than, I would say, just about anybody. I mean,
yeah,
he's kind of had this rookie potential for as long as he's been in the league, guys. And anybody who's watched basketball for more than 5 minutes can tell this guy is up there with physical capabilities, tools, jumping ability. I mean, he's got a pretty substantial level of skill as it is now. I heard you guys talking about his handles earlier. Yeah, that's something I would agree on. Needs drastic work, but
the other guy,
in my opinion, the guy's been dominating in the wrong way for so long, and that's not how you dominate at the highest level. The way you dominate at the highest level is the way Steph's doing it. He's 37 and best shooter of all time, you know? Draymond's IQ is through the roof on both ends of the court. He's still squeaking by with one of the greatest players of all time, you know, as his teammate who fully supports anything and everything he does. That's why he's still a Warrior. That's probably why he'll retire a Warrior, meaning Draymond Green. That's what I'm talking about. But you don't just move away from a guy like Kuminga. I don't care. We've already lost Wiseman, Poole. I mean, you guys name it, dude. We've just flushed all our draft picks down the toilet.
Ryan Rollins.
Moody and Kuminga. Yeah, come on, man. It hurts. Why are we doing this? I don't want to keep giving away young talent, because when Steph is gone, Draymond's gone, and then we've got nothing. I mean, I'm not trying to sit there and wait for a Wemby like the Spurs had to do, because that guy's not, you know, replicable. He's not coming around again. There is no such thing as another Wemby anytime soon. There's no such thing as another Steph anytime soon.
Well,
so
I got you, Brian, and thank you for the call.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins.
My sources say that it's going to be a good draft. Look, what about Boozer's kid? He's got a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
DeBoncha?
He's got two
in
kids.
In BYU?
Yeah. Evan just mentioned that name in my ear.
But so
the
what,
point he, of the matter
DeBoncha
is...
DeBoncha wasn't playing well last night, and then he came on? Is that, or two nights ago? Is that...
He stunk in the first half.
Okay.
And then scored 22 to bring BYU back from down 20.
Damn. I'll say this where the caller hit me in the cardiac muscle, is I call what he said Kuminga possesses gifts. The handle is not there. But, Steiny, I'm telling you, focused and honed in on Curry for four or five more. But if somebody wants to invite me over for tea and the conversation is predicated around the Warriors' future, the cupboards are bare. And I need a roadmap of when we're going to fix that. And that's what Kuminga represents to me.
What if I told you,
and
dude,
that caller.
What if I told you, Guru, wake up. You're not going to get that player with Steph here. They don't want it, in a way.
No doubt.
Okay.
But it shines light on your opportunities that you had with Steph. And you know who the three are. Wiseman. I love you, Moody. Kuminga. If you trade him...
Are we gonna be talking about those three guys for 10 years?
No, until we get our Wemby or whoever.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, we talk about Joe Barry Carroll.
Those numbers were incredible. Yeah, Joe barely cares. Man, I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I know this. At some point, I call him President Obama because he's presidential. Steph Curry is going to say, this ain't right. Like, this playing ain't good enough. That card has yet to be played. Or did he play it and they went and got Jimmy, but now there might be another hand in the deck. That's what we need to worry about, him not being happy. And he kind of called his shot last, I remember that. He's like, things change. And I'm just saying, man, it's nobody's, yeah, it is. We've missed on the draft picks. And now Kuminga looks like he could be on the first thing smoking up out of here. What does the future, you're right, he's not here. And you know how many times the trust the process had cracks at it? The Spurs, those down times, the Kings, we don't want that again. A great time out.
That's what's most likely to happen.
Oh, because my God. I just need a double.
Like, do you think you get to win four titles, make the playoffs two out of 3 years, and then just start winning more titles again?
No, but that's why you got blessed with the numbers. Yeah, you had to pay a price.
Well, it's over.
Broke his hand. But
that's
you missed.
Over. It's over.
But that miss
but
is
it's
still
over.
It's still why you are not better off.
Let me tell you right
That's
now.
What I'm
you
want
to keep dwelling on that? Go ahead and keep dwelling on it. But it's over.
That pick, when was the Wiseman draft? 2020? What are we doing?
Pandemic, but hey.
Yes,
just
they
imagine
missed.
They would be, he
Guess
would
what?
Be ready
they
in a
missed yesterday
now.
On Wiseman. They missed today on Wiseman.
But
and
you
they'll miss
throw
the
Kuminga
next year.
In there now. You could throw Moody in there. I'm just saying you didn't get
right,
your ROI on all. So when you say, I get
right,
it, the
but
price
you don't
of a
hold
dynasty,
it against the organization.
You had some plus, you had some bonus points, some bonus picks, some high ones, and now it looks like we didn't get a lot out of it.
Right. Why? That's the question you got to ask.
The players you pick, for whatever reason, were projects.
Exactly. And you picked projects. Why?
This is what I don't
Because you
get.
Thought they were done winning titles. And if anybody disagrees with me on that, you're wrong. Why would you have had an opportunity to get Miles Turner 4 years ago or 5 years ago, said no, and now you would kill for Miles Turner? It's because you have changed your philosophy from 2020, 2021 to last year, this year, and maybe until the foreseeable future, as long as Curry's continuing to play.
Listen, I hear you. My only rebuttal to that is, if they even thought they were done winning chips, you still got Steph and Dre.
Right.
So when was Kuminga going to play? Like, they weren't going away.
That's right. But there was no timetable. Like, if you draft those guys and you got Steph, they're projects. So they're going to take a while. Like, you should have known that. This cockamamie idea that you were going to draft James
happened.
Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga and they were going to be able to contribute within a year or two.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys are idiots. Sorry. You guys are dumb for thinking that.
You're talking to the FO.
I'm talking about the fans. I'm talking to front office. But I don't believe the front office thought they were going to be good in a year. That's why they drafted him, because they didn't. They
started
on a timetable.
You've had more than a year.
That's what happens when you draft projects. Sometimes they don't make
right.
it. Right.
Or not good enough.
Right. But you drafted projects because you got enamored with upside. Period.
Well, I'll say this to that. We still are enjoying the Steph days. We are. And you got Jimmy Butler. But that, my friend, is not over. And I'm not saying you're saying that. And what I mean, it's not over, you still got a price to pay for those misses. They just become more glaring as Steph's time is winding down and we talk about the new iteration of this team. They don't have any pods. Well, then why he want the keys?
Then why?
I'm not even mad at him now thinking about it. He looked at it like, who had poop house food? Give me the keys. Somebody got to drive it. But that he's not good enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm down, back down.
Back down
I'm,
again?
No, I'm up. We got to get
we got Spencer.
No, that's a, this, hey, and we're up. Hey, we're one over. 13 and 12?
Yep.
I just hate it's the A seed.
Is that?
No, that's the plan. That's the box. We got to shake that. But what did you say for me to win the bet? 37 and 20?
They got
to
go 37 and 20.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't sound that
hard. Sonny, that's what they did damn near with Jed with
Butler.
Hold on.
Let me, 37
and 20. What is that? A 700? 666 clip. What rate is that?
I made it up.
37 and 20.
What's wrong with my phone?
That's a winning percentage. That's a good six.
Where's my calculator?
You got to turn it on.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So they are. They got to go. Oh,
13 and 12 now.
They're on a 43 win pace. So.
Dibs would know already.
No, 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 he wouldn't. Okay. So they got to go 37. 37 divided by 57 equals. They got to play at a 649 clip.
So a little less.
Times, now we'll multiply that times 82.
Give it
to they've got
to
play at a 53 win pace.
The that's, rest of the way. Wow.
You thought they'd win 50.
That's not impossible.
No, it's not, E.
It's
but now you
got
to remain healthy, E. Like, that's what you don't know.
Not if you got Spencey.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine.
2-0 when he starts.
It's, hey, I'm in.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ryan? How are you?
I'm doing good. Forgive me, I'm a little out of breath. I'm training for a half marathon up there in San Francisco on January 3rd.
Oh, get nice. It, you know, baby. I'm you proud know, of you.
Sit tight, Ryan. I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my running career.
After
I participated in several half marathons when I was in my mid-20s, late 20s.
In fact,
the longest race I ever ran was an 18.1 mile race. It was called the Sea Isle City Marathon. It was from one end of the beach to the other, from like Beach Haven to Barnegat Light. So 18 was the most in a race. But one time during one of my training runs, Ryan, and thanks for hanging in there, I ran 22 miles once. Yeah. And those endorphins were kicking in. It's really fun when those endorphins kick in, huh, Ryan?
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
I hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
But, you Steiny, you got to get a drip for that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So here's what I wanted to say. I'm down in Southern California, and I'm a diehard Laker fan, diehard 49ers fan. And I got to be honest, it's tiring to hear some of the Warriors fans gripe and complain about their success currently when they were a dynasty. They got the job done several times. There's so much to be celebrated with your Warriors. It's incredible. The franchise that you have is amazing. They'll get back there. The Niners have been knocking on the door for almost my whole adult life. So it's hard to hear the same types of complaints for the Niners and the Warriors. It's like, what are we talking about? The Niners they haven't closed the door yet. The Warriors have done it several times. I think you got to have a little bit of perspective as Warriors fans. It's a different era right now. Some of these young guns, OKC, Houston, it's their time. Just embrace a little bit of a rebuild. Celebrate the last years you have with Curry. And then look forward to the next iteration of your success, because it's going to come.
Wow.
But put your eggs in the Niners basket, guys. Come on.
Hey, Ryan, real quick, what are your measurements, your height and weight? What you pushing?
I'm 6'1", 210 pounds.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to see you get down to 190 for that race.
Yeah, I'm trying.
There you go, baby.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Ryan. Thanks for calling in.
Was that a lie or a tall tale you told?
About what?
Your running life.
No.
I've never heard that, either one of us. Did you? You finished.
Well, he actually didn't finish.
What do you mean?
The race.
Well,
I never ran a marathon.
Yeah, but you got close.
No, that was a training run at Valley Forge National Park.
26.2.
I never ran 26.2.
That's my point.
I only ran 22 once.
But you could have gone the extra 4 miles.
But it wasn't a race, so I didn't care.
You didn't finish.
Oh. It wasn't a race.
But
what?
I thought you
I've
finished.
Never run a marathon.
No, you've never finished one.
Precisely.
If I would have run 26 miles, I wouldn't have run a marathon. It wasn't a race.
But 26.2 miles is a marathon.
Can I ask why you didn't finish?
Because I was running 22 miles. It was a 2 11-mile loops. And let me tell you what did happen.
You didn't finish.
Runner's high happened.
What's that?
It's the unbelievable. Endorphins. It's incredible.
I'm like, I don't know if I've had the endorphins kick in.
I'll tell you exactly what. I'll tell you exactly how mine kicked in. So Valley Forge Park, it was this huge park outside of Philadelphia, and it had like a creek running down the middle.
Wow.
Or running in it. And then there was a running trail that would go by the creek, but it was up high, you know, it was like 10 feet above. And I was on my second loop running on this trail, and I was just like looking over, and I was on like mile 17 or something. And I looked over at the creek below me, and
what
it just,
happened?
It looked like a raging river that I was like 100 feet above. It was definitely, there was some kind of hallucinogenic thing going on, because
you'll never
everything
forget
was
it.
Crystal clear, and the and everything was like vivid and crackling.
Wow.
And I said, you're feeling good,
and then you stop.
I ran 4 more miles.
Could you have run the 4 more miles?
That's what we,
I can't believe you guys are pissing me off.
The people want to know why.
Because it was a training run.
For like, what?
For probably a half marathon.
It sounds like it could have just ran a full marathon.
Can somebody help me out there? You know, there was a time when I was running 60 miles a week. Seriously.
Come on, man.
I swear to God. Like, I went about 2 months where I was... Yeah, that was...
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. 6'1", 210. He's all right.
Yeah, I'd like to see him come down a little.
That's incredible. You would have been Willard range. Yeah.
I ran pretty fast. And then one day I was running at Valley Forge Park, and I met this guy, Clayton Smith. And he went to Norristown High School. This is way back in the day. And he was like 6'1", 114 pounds, like a real runner. And he said, yeah, let's run with you today. And
oh boy,
he was so fast. And then we ran about 6 miles, and I was so proud of him. He goes, "Hey, you gotta push it." And I was like,
"You'll
what do
never
you?"
Forget.
I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You just gotta push it. You don't push it." And sure enough, I looked, and he was like one of the best cross country runners in Pennsylvania.
I hated that. No glory in running.
Oh, that's where you find it. That's where you find your inner peace.
I see these kids nowadays. I'm at the polite, and they're running for their school cross country. I'm like, where's the glory?
Let's go to JD in Oakland, and then we'll get to Joe Burrow.
Is this our JD?
Sure, we will.
The Golden Bear JD?
I don't know.
This is me.
JD. What up, baby?
What's up, fellas? Really, let me stop you guys right now, because when you start talking about running, man, that's like being on a date with a fine girl and bringing up how good the weather is. We got to stop it. I'm sure the producers are back there like, get these guys. What the hell is Matt talking about running? Let's get off of that. Now to the Warriors. Guru, first of all, I don't agree with you. We don't have Steph for 5 years. You said 3, 4.
Yeah.
I don't think we got him for this year, maybe one more.
Wow.
And then Steph is going to be looking to parachute out of this thing. I mean, the best thing we can hope happen is he signs a big, big deal with one of these different shoe companies, and they make him hang around for a couple years. Other than that, I don't see Steph more than a year, year and a half at the best, too.
Wow.
At 3 and 4, we're not gonna happen. Secondly, you guys keep talking about Kuminga, Wiseman, and Poole. Those guys are not the biggest guy that's going to leave this building or has already left. Bob Myers was the biggest loss that we have. We have nobody there to now take us from the post-Steph era to another championship era.
What about Mike D?
Dunleavy is not going to get that done. He doesn't have the cachet. He doesn't have the respect around the league to win a trade.
Wow.
You got to win trades. I mean, you look at my guy down at the Clippers. The deal that he made to give up SGA and all of those picks, he has turned the whole NBA on the Oklahoma City half.
Yeah.
I mean, for another 5 years.
Yeah.
And this year's draft, there's going to be seven freshmen in this year's draft that's going to pay dividends. Arizona has a guy. North Carolina has a guy. Obviously, wow. You know, the Boozer, the Banza. I mean, there's seven guys that's going to come in and be able to play well next year. And one of them going to be with, I mean, if the Clippers keep losing, one of them going to be a OKC pick.
Wow.
So okay. I think what we got to do is, you know, what did he say? What did Patino say? Bob Myers is not walking back through that door.
Man. What do you do, Jay?
You know, I don't want to say this because I don't want anybody trying to hunt me down, but you maybe look for a trade for Steph. You look for a trade for Steph, wow. And you ask if it's okay. And then you maybe move Steph to a place where he can chase another championship for the last 2 years of his career, and we can get some good young talent, because the last championship we got, you got to remember, that was a fluke championship.
Man,
Jay
D.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy. Take care.
Where's the Kleenex?
Like, he got to be trade Steph, see if it's okay, but you got to get Steph to a place to where he doesn't have to lift 500 pounds. And right here, he has to lift 500 right now.
All right, that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.